We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, compassionate viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates and Italy join efforts to help youths with heart problems. In education news, American university students consider the ethics of food choices. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring VITA, Animal Rights Center of Russia, which is dedicated to the protection of our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 10th, is the Independence Day of the South Pacific nation of Fiji, commemorating its sovereignty achieved in 1970. Comprised of more than 300 islands, Fiji is a popular tourist destination well known for its natural beauty. Its Buma National Heritage Park protects 40,000 acres of ancient rainforest with gorgeous waterfalls and rare birds and plants. The Sigatoka Sand Dunes National Park has spectacular dunes that have been forming over millions of years and contain traces of human habitation dating back 3,000 years. Home to Fiji's most picturesque natural forest is the Sovi Basin, an important biodiversity area. May the kind people of Fiji celebrate a fine Independence Day.
Fly-in News. Rain floods Chinese villages and damages crops. As of Saturday, October 8th, heavy rains had flooded 57 villages in China's southern province Hainan, with more than 100,000 people stranded in Wanning City and 17,000 in the provincial capital of Haikou, who had been evacuated to nearby schools or other temporary shelters. A record 236 millimeters of rainfall was received in the city in a two-day period, and seven reservoirs were reported to have excessively high water levels. The province's longest river, the Nandu, also climbed to almost a meter above the warning level. More than 1,000 soldiers and policemen were dispatched to assist in rescue efforts, with evacuees being given blankets and relief items from the local government.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the provincial government to see if any help is required, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort the storm-afflicted. She added that financial assistance for urgent needs is available.
We are grateful, officials and emergency personnel, for your quick actions to bring comfort to the flood-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. Our prayers that such extreme events are lessened through humanity's more caring and eco-conscious ways.
Earthquakes shake Japan, Caroline Islands, Argentina, Kermadec Islands, Indonesia, and Tonga. In Asia, on Thursday, October 6th, the Japanese island of Kyushu was rocked by a shallow 4.7 magnitude quake, centered 12 kilometers northeast of the southwestern prefecture of Kumamoto. Later, a magnitude 5.8 quake rumbled near the Caroline Islands in the western Pacific Ocean, 27 kilometers northeast of Yap in the Federated States of Micronesia. Also on Thursday in Latin America, northern Argentina experienced a powerful 6.2 magnitude tremor that shook buildings and triggered panic in the city of Salta.
On Friday evening, another strong quake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale was registered in the Kermadec Islands, 106 kilometers south of L'Esperance Rock. The next day, a magnitude 5.6 tremor shook the southern coast of Papua, Indonesia, followed by a 5.9 magnitude earthquake in the South Pacific archipelago of Tonga, 216 kilometers northeast of the capital Nuku'alofa. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of major damage or injuries. Our thankfulness for the safety of everyone in the quake-shaken regions. May such distressing events be minimized through our striving for greater kindness toward all fellow co-inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We need to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng, nó ẩn hài chiến. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiêu tùy. lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian. Nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 471. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
China calls for complete global nuclear disarmament. Speaking to UN General Assembly members on Friday, October 7th, China's disarmament ambassador, Wang Qun, appealed to the international community to create a viable long-term plan that would include prohibition of all nuclear weapons, saying that his country hoped for a soon resuming of the six-party denuclearization talks, as well as the Iranian nuclear dialogue. Ambassador Wang also called for a revival of the UN-supported Conference of Disarmament and its goal of fully ratifying the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. We salute you, Ambassador Wang and China, for your noble efforts toward the elimination of nuclear weapons worldwide. May we soon see the day that such a vision is realized and all societies enjoy relations of dignity, understanding, and peace.
Save our planet. Pacific Islands declare states of emergency. The island nation of Tuvalu, as well as Tokelau, a New Zealand territory, have each declared states of emergency as months without rain have threatened drinking water supplies. Tuvalu, whose population of 10,000 relies on a combination of rainwater and desalinization, sent out an SOS this past week, saying that her desalinization system had broken down, and the entire island had only 4 or 5 days of water left. New Zealand and Australia both responded, with New Zealand flying in 2 replacement desalinization units, while Australia sent emergency rehydration packs to the island's hospital, along with thousands of liters of water that were distributed by the Red Cross.
Meanwhile, Tokelau's 1,500 residents were down to a week's supply of water when the U.S. Coast Guard arrived on Friday with 36,000 liters. The extended drought has also aggravated saltwater encroachment inland, causing crops to wither and die. This latest predicament, combined with years of rising sea levels, has severely jeopardized the future of the islands and their residents. In a recent address to the United Nations, Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Willy Televi, appealed to fellow member countries, saying that without urgent action to address climate change, his island would not survive.
We thank New Zealand, Australia, the U.S. Coast Guard, Red Cross, and all others for your caring aid to Tuvalu and Tokelau. May we act swiftly in concerted actions to restore our harmony with nature for the safety of these fragile islands and the world.
In a December 2008 video conference held in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the urgent state of island nations and urged a change in lifestyle to halt all climate change impacts.
So many islands have sunk underwater already, and many coastal city land has been eroded. 2,000 more islands are sinking, and 18 islands, what we have known, you know, maybe more, but we don't know. 18 islands, including small nations island, already gone, disappear underwater, sometimes 6 meters underwater already. And another 40 are at risk of sinking or uninhabitable or begin to be uninhabitable because they cannot cultivate anymore because the land become inundated with the salty water already. I want to plead with all the planet people, please stop killing animals. Please have compassion. Please turn to vegetarian diet. Please be vegan. That is to save yourself and your children. So organic vegan diet is the answer.
Save our planet. Scientists at the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and the National Snow and Ice Data Center state on October 4, 2011, that Arctic sea ice is at its second lowest level on record, with the most recent decline occurring more quickly than they had forecast.
Save our planet. Working together with residents in Billingborough, UK, the Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals announces on October 1, 2011, that dozens of stranded ducks and eels were relocated after the historic and long-running spring wells suddenly dried up following a long period of no rain.
International bestseller, The Bird in My Life.
We're devoted vegans all the way, with a tip today on caring for your sweet new animal companion.
If there are children present who are not used to being around young animal friends, it's a good idea to spend time with them, showing them how to gently pet and interact with your adorable pal.
Have fun together.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
Medical news, Italy assists the United Arab Emirates in providing surgeries for youths with heart problems. Physicians from the Dubai Health Authority, or DHA, of the United Arab Emirates and a visiting team from the San Donato Hospital in Milan, Italy, will perform free life-saving operations. Recipients will be newborns and individuals up to 19 years old with congenital heart diseases. Older patients will also be treated if necessary. More than 230 surgeries and procedures have been conducted since 2007 when this program began. Is funded by the DHA and the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Humanitarian and Charity Establishment. Our warm appreciation to Dubai Health Authority, San Donato Hospital Specialists, and the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Humanitarian and Charity Establishment for your dedication to improving the well-being of young people in the United Arab Emirates. May all receive the medical care they need for healthy, joyful lives.
In education news, American university students consider the ethics of food choices. University of North Carolina, or UNC, and Duke University, first-year students, were assigned the reading of a book entitled Eating Animals, which provides an in-depth view of the meat industry. The author, Mr. Jonathan Safran Foer, later gave a lecture at the UNC campus, which was fully attended by an enthusiastic audience. After reading the well-reviewed publication, many students decided to transition to the plant-based diet. For example, Ms. Stacy Filenienko noted, "I am definitely a vegetarian for life." The university's food service personnel have also adapted to reflect the growing desire for a cruelty-free diet by providing vegan selections in the dining halls. A heartfelt salute, University of North Carolina, Duke University, and Mr. Jonathan Safran Foer on facilitating bright young students to have access to vital facts. May people everywhere make compassionate choices for a loving and long-lasting world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Vita Animal Rights Center, which produced the first Russian language film on the abysmal fate of farm animals. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more exciting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Vita Animal Rights Center, which holds press conferences in Russia to bring vital issues to the attention of the public.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Vita Animal Rights Center of Russia is dedicated to the protection of our co-inhabitants and stopping the cruel treatment towards them. The nonprofit, whose name is derived from the Latin word for life, also advocates the vegan diet and is a member of the European Vegetarian Union. Furthermore, Vita belongs to the Fur Free Alliance and campaigns against the manufacturing and wearing of fur.
In 2005, Vita produced the first Russian language film about the sad plight of farm animals entitled The Truth About Hamburgers. It won first prize at the Moscow Film Festival competition. That's the way I see the world. Furthermore, on Vita's website, www.vita.org.ru, it is possible to access a variety of information on issues related to safeguarding our co-inhabitants.
Vita collaborates with other organizations to advocate for the passing of animal rights laws, disseminating information, participating in television and radio programs, holding press conferences, organizing peaceful protests, penning articles and delivering lectures are other ways the group works on behalf of our animal friends. Bravo, Vita Animal Rights Center! May your efforts meet with much success in bringing dignity and safety to the lives of the beautiful animals of Russia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Vita Animal Rights Center of Russia with a Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 to further their noble work. With gratitude, best wishes, and all love. Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Afrikaans, a language spoken in South Africa and Namibia, entitled Big Eyes.
Hoekom is Ietie se oë so groot? Omdat hy die telefoonrekening gesien het.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you so much for all the uplifting features about organizations and individuals doing great work for animal welfare. I have felt inspired by these programs to get a pet from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And this little cat and I are so happy together. Leanne from Bovingdon, the United Kingdom.
caring Leanne. What wonderful news. We wish you and your charming feline companion many years delighting in each other's warm friendship. May you and all the warm-hearted citizens of the United Kingdom be graced with inner tranquility and celestial love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Expressing his nation's concern for Thailand's flood-affected residents, Chinese Ambassador Guan Mu pledges a $2.6 million donation to Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, presented as both cash and supplies, to support her country's relief efforts.
The UN World Food Programme, or WFP, launches a mobile phone technology pilot project in Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, to facilitate $1.6 million in cash transfers to enable local food purchases for more than 50,000 disadvantaged persons in the capital, Abidjan.
The National Treatment Agency for Substance Misuse in the UK reports that the number of people addicted to illegal drugs, such as heroin, dropped by almost 10,000 over the last 2 years, with those who successfully recovered increasing by almost 20% in 2010.
Hong Kong officials intercept an illegal shipment of endangered pig-nosed turtles, unique freshwater animals whose numbers have decreased drastically in the past 2 decades, returning more than 600 to their natural habitat in Papua Province, Indonesia.
A Somaliland humanitarian delegation from Eastern Africa donates food relief aid for 9,000 families displaced by drought in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu, as well as medicine for 4 hospitals.
In cooperation with the OLACSIS or Vietnamese National Hospital of Odontostomatology, volunteer South Korean and Japanese doctors provide free surgeries to repair cleft lip and palate conditions for over 40 OLACSIS children.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.